Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, and from 10 to 11 today, we will have Talkline. Can you raise my speaker a little bit there, Iris? For some reason, it's my speaker. Oh, there. Thank you. I couldn't hear myself very well. So today is August 4th, Friday. And we're really always like to hear calls from people. There seems to be a little drop-off on the calls, so if you want to call in and share news and information, opinions, sightings of the hairy man, call in and share that. Our numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your emails and your calls, actually. All right, and those lines are open. So I know that tomorrow, Saturday, August 5th, is, I believe it's Saturday Market is going to be tomorrow. So that's always nice. Those Saturday markets, they're like walking through an art show. I really enjoy them myself. Sometimes I don't always buy something, but I like to just wander through, and it's nice to see people. And then whoever is cooking in the kitchen always has something really good. Lately, it's been Lil Tree Scram, and her dishes are really awesome. So that's a nice time. That's nice to go to. All right, and I don't know. I think the Barbie movie has left the building. So that was quite the movie. If you didn't get a chance to see that, probably somewhere down the road you'll be able to view it online somehow. But this weekend at the movies is TMNT Mutant Mayhem. Okay. So that looks like a Mutant Ninja Turtles thing. And then the other movie is Haunted Mansion. So those two seem like those are ones that youth could go to and kids could go to and enjoy. So those are your movies for this weekend. And there you have hours playing Friday and Monday and Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They have, those movies are playing. Okay. And usually I have Carrie Atchuk is going to be co-hosting Talkline in the future. She couldn't make it today, but just want to acknowledge that. And it's really awesome to have a co-host. And Carrie's got a lively, outgoing personality, and that is really nice. So we look forward to her being able to be here on Fridays. All right, so lines are open, and we really rely on your calls for the show. I'm going to have the weather here shortly and Tundra Drum announcements. They're printing those out. I don't know if there are other events, but the fireweed along the highway is spectacular. So finally that's coming out. Fireweed seemed to be just a little late, but it's in full force now. The other thing that you may want to look for on the tundra is some of the flowers that you would be able to find now. One would be a lousewort. It's a yellow lousewort. It's just this tiny yellow flower on a stalk, and there's a few of them on there. Yesterday I went out with Esther Green. We went out to Hanger Lake, and we were wandering around there and came across a nice amount of wild raspberries. And we picked a bunch of those, and those were real nice. We had those. And there is also something called Jacob's Ladder. That's a light blue flower. It's a good size flower. There's a few of them on a stalk, and the stalk is pretty high. It'll be up to like your knees or taller, and it's usually like in a wet marshy area, and you'll see a flash of blue, and they're really pretty. That's a very pretty flower. And then there's an assortment of yellow flowers. There's dandelion, and then I don't know the name of some of the others, but there's like a consistent flow of flowers all through the summer. Then on my walk yesterday, I came across, I guess what you would consider, given it's the outside of Bethel, a big patch of salmonberries or cloudberries. Now, why say big patch? It's a big patch for Bethel. It's not like those photos I see where people go upriver and they show a picture of gallon container full of salmonberries. And then as far as you can see, you could sit in one place and get quite a few. But that wasn't the case here. But they're a light, now they're, for me, they're the time that I like to pick them, which is they're light. They go from bright red to a very light orange, cream color, and the leaves that protect the berry have fallen down, and then you just barely touch them and they come off. But I ate all the ones I found because there was just like a couple handfuls, but it was awesome. All right, we're going to go to a caller, Susan from Bethel. Hey, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, tomorrow at Saturday Market, I'll be doing a collection for school supply donation drive. And I know various nonprofits and churches do purchase stuff, but this is an opportunity for individuals that do have stuff to donate.
Mm-hmm.
School supplies, backpacks, water bottles, whatever. Just I'll be at the Saturday Market doing a collection drive for the community that want to donate.
So they can bring them to you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, yeah.
Because I know that various churches and the VFW Auxiliary and all that, they purchase stuff and bring it to the schools. This is just another opportunity because individuals do purchase stuff to donate, and this is what I'm doing. And that'll be tomorrow. And the next Saturday, the 12th, will be the monthly food bank, Saturday, August 12th. And anyone that want to help bag sort, I'll probably be doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon. They can give me a call. They can help bag sort. My cell phone is 7524. And usually I do it from 1:30 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I told you there's other people doing food distributions, and Carrie mentioned that too. They're not associated with Food Bank, but we sure appreciate anybody that's doing something like that. And if people get pen and paper, I'll give you some information of the ones that I'm aware of.
Oh,
and
I
don't do Facebook, so
okay.
I asked around. This Friday, today from 6 till they're out, the Covenant Church will do these grocery boxes.
Oh.
And they've done them before. They said they don't have as many, and it's one per household.
Okay.
And it's not restricted to food bank clients, although that income limit for food bank is very generous. But I think there's a form they fill out, and some of them have already filled it out, so they got record of that. So that, again, is today, Friday, from 6 till they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it at the church, and at their Covenant Church, where the supper club is during the winter. And then Wednesday next week, and I'm helping with that one, Wednesday the ninth. This is tentative. We think we'll get it. We'll think everything will come in time. It'll be Wednesday the ninth from 4 o'clock till we're done. And this is the VFW Auxiliary, and it'll be at the parking lot of the bingo hall.
Mm-hmm.
And that will start at 4, Wednesday at 4 at the Lions Club, I mean, not Lions Club, VFW parking lot, bingo hall. And,
okay.
And that'll be fresh Myers Farm produce.
And, oh, nice.
And it's one per household, and it's not restricted to any food bank clientele. We'll probably be asking if they're a veteran, something like that,
mm-hmm.
for statistics, because anytime the VFW or the auxiliary serves the community, and it goes community-wide, they still like to keep track about the percentage of how many of them have veterans in their family. That's the only thing I can think of that they might have us do for record-keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll, again, be Wednesday, August 9th at 4 o'clock till they're done, and one per household. And those are good boxes, and I don't know if he's harvested his carrots yet, but those are the sweetest, best-tasting carrots in the world.
They're really good, I know.
Yeah, they're just so awesome.
Yeah.
And so those are the two I know that are coming up. Friday at 6 o'clock at the Covenant Church.
Okay.
Wednesday, August 9th, 4 o'clock.
VFW.
At the Bingo Hall, yeah.
Okay, I'll mention that again later in the show.
Sure, and then the 12th will be the food bank that we do at ME School. And anybody that want to help bag sort, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll have like a assembly line work party where we get them ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have about the food. The school supply drive will be this Saturday. I'm doing one. And let's see. Think of what else I was going to mention. Oh, you know those flyers that YKHC did, the magazine that talks about what YKHC is up to?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people read them because I'm going to pass this information on. On the back cover, it mentioned an opportunity for craft vendors. And what they're doing is they're going to set up an area at the hospital where people can come and go and sell stuff. They could set up and sell stuff.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's
now,
awesome.
The security department's in charge of that, and they have a form or a questionnaire that you do ahead of time, and it gives you a vendor permit good for a whole year. And this, I understand all this is free. So they get a vendor permit the good for a year. The craft people that come in town for appointments and things like that, I'm sure it's an opportunity for them to sell stuff, too. They just have to go through security and say who they are and what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's set up so I guess that you could sell at any time. It's not going to be like, okay, we're having a craft sale. So it's going to be like an area where you can set up and sell. And I imagine sometimes will be more popular than others. YKHC Friday Payday would probably be one where it's probably first come, first serve, whatever they got set aside. But anyway, I think that's an awesome, wonderful idea, and I'm going to try to tell the craftspeople tomorrow because I don't think a lot of people read about it because the ones I've told, they said, oh, that's so cool, I didn't know that. So I just figure I'd mention it on Talkline also. And later on this winter, the VFW Auxiliary took turns with Culture Center as far as doing markets, and we'll bring that up again and look at if we're going to do that again. I thought it was successful. The vendors really appreciated it, and the shoppers had fun. So later on this year, we might do something like that again, the auxiliary.
Which one?
When the VFW Auxiliary would have craft sales at the bingo hall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We
yeah.
took turns with the, you know, because I think even during the, after the holiday season, we did this, and it just, it was still enough activity and appreciation and enjoyable thing to do. So later on, just keep tuned. I'll mention it on Talkline if we go ahead and go that route. It's going to be something that people decide and vote on, and because you know, I can't do it all by myself, and I think the people that did help really had fun helping. So I just want to make sure it's something everybody wanted to do again, and because you know, people are asking me, you know, I didn't have time to set up anything at Lions Club, and I've transferred my membership to another Lions Club anyway. So I used to do them there during the summer, but I just didn't have time this year. I got busy with other things.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do think any opportunity people have to sell things, and it's just wonderful. I always buy an assortment of earrings. I buy earrings here and there. Even though I don't wear them, I bring a baggie with them when I of them when I travel and let my family and people pick up hair from here. You know, it's a good way to represent Bethel.
Yeah.
The earrings out here are awesome.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I never got brave enough to pierce my ears, so it's...
So you just have earrings.
I just have earrings I give out when I travel. Yep.
Never too late to get a piercing.
No. I probably wouldn't end there. I'd probably end up getting tattoos and other piercings.
Crazy. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I just don't want to go there. All right. Okay. You have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to an anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous. Oh, Anonymous, you hung up. Okay, we'll call back. Anyone who wants to call back, you can at 907-543-5985. I'm looking. 543-2756. You can call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Your emails and your calls can be anonymous if you'd like. Okay. So, let's see. All right. I have a Tundra Drum announcement that I'll do. The YK Fitness Center is hiring lifeguards. We have full-time and part-time positions available and 2 free training courses coming up. Our first course starts Sunday, August 6th, that's this Sunday, at 2:30 and runs through August 8th. Our second course starts on August 11th at 5:30 and runs through the weekend. Call 543-0390 to register. Again, that number is 543-0390. In my youth, I was a lifeguard, and it was kind of fun. All right, so I'm going to go to Stacy from Bethel. Maybe she's going to tell us about the lifeguard classes. Stacy?
I absolutely am. We are currently hiring lifeguards.
Now, Stacy, were you ever a lifeguard in your younger years?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I started probably when I was about 18.
Me too. I was a lifeguard at a young age at a community pool, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And I've been able, with my skills teaching swimming and lifeguarding, I've been able to get a job almost everywhere I've moved. And I've moved around a lot, including when I lived in England.
What?
So it's a great skill to have.
You were a British lifeguard.
Well, I wasn't actually a lifeguard there. I was a swim instructor.
Oh, swim instructor. I used to be did you used to competitively swim?
In high school, yeah.
I did in junior high and a little bit younger. I swam for the Mission Viejo Nadadores in Mission Viejo, California. And you would probably know this. My coach at the time was Mark Schubert, who later went on to become a pretty consistent Olympic swim team coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
very much so. You got to learn from the best.
I did, yeah. So anyway, okay. Back to you, Stacy.
Well, no, I mean, this is good for the community because, you know, these skills, if anybody's thinking about being
awesome.
A lifeguard or a swim instructor, these skills, you know, are with you for a lifetime and are valuable throughout your communities, as well as you learn a lot as a person roles.
Well, that's a good point you make. Like when you learn how to be a lifeguard, once you learn some basic things, it does stay with you. It's a great skill to have. So
it's a great skill to have, and it's a great skill. It looks really good on resumes.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been able to, you know, it's a certification.
That's
if
a good point.
If you're applying for positions places, it looks good that you've completed that and that you've been, you know, it's considered a skilled position.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks real good to employers.
Awesome. Okay.
But
well,
so
good.
If anybody's interested in being a lifeguard,
free training.
We do have full and part-time positions open, and we have free training. We have 2 classes coming up just in these next couple of weeks. So the first one starts this Sunday at 2:30 and runs through Tuesday, so they're 3-day courses. And then the second one starts next Friday, August 11th, and runs through the weekend. So if anybody's interested in being a lifeguard and getting those skills started, We've got two classes coming up. All the information on the classes is available on our website at ykfitness.org. And you can also find us on Facebook, stop by here over at the Fitness Center, and or give us a call at 543-0390 and get registered. We'll send you some information, and we're happy to get as many people in lifeguarding as possible. We can also have the pool open more if we have more lifeguards. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges we're having is, you know, we just don't have enough lifeguards to keep the pool open as much as the community would like us to. Mm-hmm. So if we've got more lifeguards, we can do more pool time. So again, classes starting, we got one set starting Sunday, we got another set starting next weekend, and as many people as we can get in would be great.
Okay.
And if anybody's interested in swim instruction, becoming a swim instructor, since we were talking about that, mm-hmm. I am hoping to put together a class for that sometime this fall. So if anybody's interested in becoming a swim instructor, we actually have a little survey to fill out on our website to let us know that you're interested and kind of like what your background is. YKFitness.org, you can sign up on there. You can come and talk to me here at the Fitness Center, Stacy. We'd love to get people together to be able to do a swim instructor course.
Yeah.
Because then, of course, I can offer more swim lessons.
You know,
more swim instructors.
One of the classes I taught that was so much fun was a class called Mommies and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mothers and their babies.
Babies, yeah.
And the babies were just like a couple months old. And you can, they would go underwater because they have a reflex that automatically shuts down their breathing when they're underwater. So that was a lot of fun, Mommies and Me.
Yeah. We don't usually start till 6 months, but absolutely.
Well, this was back
somebody
in
that wants to teach that class.
This is back in the late 70s, so we probably took more risks back then. I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, we have another caller lined up.
So I got one more thing.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I also wanted to share a little bit about our new Equitable Access Program. Equitable Access Program provides discounted access to the fitness center for community members who may not be able to afford the full cost of the facility access. Eligibility for the program is based on the number of people in the household and the household income, and participants could be eligible for discounts of between 25 and 75%. And that's good for memberships, day passes, group fitness passes. It's a really great program that City Council has asked us to put into place. So we really want to let people know. All the program information is available on our website at ykfitness.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they can give us a call. We've got it here. Find us on Facebook, all of those normal things.
What a great thing. That's a nice program to get going on.
Yep. So as it's starting to cool off outside and people are looking to come inside, come and see us.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you,
Stacey.
I'll
see people this weekend for lifeguard.
Yes. Sunday.
Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go to Mike from Bethel. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. Good morning. Diane, Mike Schatz calling here this morning. I'll change it up a little bit here. So anyway, I noticed over there at the cemetery, the downtown cemetery, I just want to give a shout out to the crew that's working over there. I believe it's the city maintenance crew is over there doing that with help from other organizations. But really looks it's pretty impressive what they're doing over there. So shout out to those guys with the trees. And so it does look nice. So last weekend Buck called on the show and was talking about another problem that we have here in town, which is at the intersections, the tremendous growth that we have at Blind, you know, with the trees that just really do have a lot of intersections are blocked out that you can't see around. So
yep.
that really needs to be somehow be addressed. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a big safety issue that, you know, it's just something that, mm-hmm. you know, we should try. And if there's anything that, you know, the powers to be to make something happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, like I said, the cemetery thing, I think, over there is way needed, and it does look really good over there. So
it does, yeah.
Those guys should have a good shout-out for them. But anyway, and then maybe just one more quick suggestion here for your show is maybe that maybe the fitness center could just maybe call in maybe like once a month with the big update. You know, for, you know, maybe that would work, you know, for that. Just a suggestion.
Oh, instead of weekly?
Yeah, instead of that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyway, but that's all I got for this morning. So good morning.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you know, I've lived in my house for about 18 years, and I have a photo from when I moved in, and now it's amazing the growth spurt that's happened. We're going to go to Eddie from Akyuchuk. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Pretty good.
Awesome.
I get a message. My son is right now in Anchorage. I miss her long time ago. I miss her, my son. You guys, the people listen right now, help me in praying my son in Anchorage. You need to pray for him and let him better. How much I miss him, my son, Eddie, long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sad. Long time I am sad. I try to strong. I'm sad.
Yeah.
You know, I love him, my son. Really hard, I love him, my son.
I miss her, my son.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I need somebody help me take out in jail. It's 13 years old. 13.
Yeah.
And this week, school can start the school. Somebody can help me pray for him, my son, Eddie.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sure there are lots of people listening now who can hear the love you have for your son. And I'm sure there's a lot of care that people are feeling for your call right now. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, try too strong. Try too strong. Though I'm sad. Long time ago, keep going sad. Somebody tried to invite him over here. Stop by my house and what do you call it, the English? I can't smart English. Try to talk English, Tom.
We understand you. You're trying to stay strong, even though you feel very sad.
Yeah, they try to talk English. Try to.
Yeah.
Okay, Diane. Thank you very much. Let me talk and pray for me and. Pray for me.
Definitely.
Brianna, Chuck, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you called.
Brianna, Diane.
Okay.
Brianna. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a short. How long is our break, Rita? We'll take like our usual half hour break. Well, it won't last a half hour. It'll just be like a minute or two. Is that? Yeah. Okay, there'll be a couple minutes. So then we'll be back with Talk Line.
Stamanik City Council can tujuklik chikut council and you eat at Kat. Ikuklik chik to Nikari Tarvik 2025 army. Mam Tritlaramit Council and Tujuk Taril Rit, Emirakat City Mirakti and Jaliwan and Tunnak Gaurit. Emirakan and Nasunrit Nakhid wheat out City website Dani. Emirakat Luit alluding it Riarani City Halam. Ayagner looting Ingun Rendra Yuinakula. Atta dungun malagundlagan umagalunilu 12 klag mi appaatam nalliini dungun rinraa yuina qattautik. Chuchukligayug ngalgayanunlu igawtistlaggak huallu nutaxtillaggak igawis ngallagaminik chuchukligbaylgada umagchigug dungun bingayun. Online nutaxtugngan igawis ngallagan huani voterregistration.alaska.gov. Ashat nashun ritnach kshidwit out huani cityclerk@cityofbethel.net. Kwashu huani cityofbethel.org.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
The City of Bethel regular election will be October 3rd. There are 4 city council seats up for election with terms ending October 2025. Residents interested in running must submit a declaration of candidacy packet to the city clerk's office. Packet information will be available on the city's website. Printed packets are available at the side entrance of the city hall beginning July 31st. Declaration of candidacy filing period begins 8 a.m. on August 7th and closes at 12 p.m. August 21st. The deadline for registering to vote or updating voter registration information for the election is September 3rd. Register online at voterregistration.alaska.gov. More information at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net or cityofbethel.org.
Whether you are looking for a job, a new career, or to be part of your tribal healthcare organization, YKHC has a position for you. YKHC currently has a variety of jobs available in Bethel and in village clinics that offer benefits and opportunities to increase income and responsibility. As a YKHC employee, you have the chance to impact your community and your future. More information about open positions at ykhc.org/work. This message is sponsored by YKHC.
Everyone, welcome back. I forgot to give Rita the signal that, yes, we're ready to go. We're going to go to Buck from Bethel. Welcome to the show, Buck.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really, really wanted to call in, and I've been dialing and dialing and dialing since when Susan started talking.
You're kidding.
I finally got through, and the guy says, yep, we're going on break. You can be on hold for a while.
Oh,
but it's all okay. I really wanted to get on the radio because last week I called up bitching about the graveyard and all that, and like almost immediately there was a crew down there cleaning up the graveyard, and it looks wonderful.
I know, yeah.
And I want to say thank you. Way down deep, I want to say thank you, but I don't even know who's doing it. I think it's the city, but somebody else said there's some other workers helping out too, but I don't know who's doing it, but I want to say thank you very much for whoever's doing that graveyard. It's just a outstanding job.
And it is. It's so noticeable when you drive by now.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to be hauling off the brush. Somebody's got to be cutting and trimming. It's just looking really good. Just a big shout out thank you to whoever's doing it.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
All right, well,
yeah,
that's
thank
all
you.
That's the whole reason I stayed on the kept dialing that. I kept dialing that number. The 5985 number hasn't worked for me for
really?
I don't know, for a long time.
What happens when you dial it? Is it a busy signal? Just rings and rings? What does it
just
do?
Just rings and rings and rings, and nothing gets answered. I don't call too often, but the last couple of weeks I have, and 5985 hasn't worked for me now, but it hasn't worked last year either.
You know, I'm going to make a note of that. I think somebody mentioned that to me also couple months ago. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry that it was a little bit of an effort, but worth it because that cemetery does look really good, and I'm glad that
whoever did it does need a thank you, and I want it, whether it's the city or whether it's volunteers or whoever, I really want to thank you.
All right.
Okay. All righty. That's all I have.
All right.
Have
good.
Have a good day.
Good. You too.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, that cemetery does look a lot better. We'll look into what's happening with the 5985 number. You can also call 543-2756, and you can always email us at radio@kyuk.org. So one of the other flowers I meant to mention is that's starting to get into full bloom now is the bog star. And that's a white flower. It has, I think it has 5 white petals, a little bit of green in the middle, and a cream center. And there's usually, there'll be a batch of them, there'll be a bunch. And some will bloom, and then there's buds that bloom after. So they'll be we'll probably see this flower for a couple of weeks now. The other thing about them is if you pick some and put them in water, they last a long time. And if they haven't fully bloomed, they will bloom if you pick them. Better to use something like a knife to cut the flowers that you want to keep, because when you pull it, it tends to pull out the whole plant, roots and all, and you might not want to deal with that. So I usually just take scissors or ulu and cut some. Anyway, that's a really nice flower, too. The bog star is sweet. So, all right. Well, I think that's your flower update. I'm going to go to the weather here. Yesterday, we had a fantastic day. So there were a couple days where we actually had sun. Now we're back to overcast here in Bethel. So for Bethel and the Kuskokwim, today it'll be partly sunny with scattered rain showers, highs in the mid-50s to 60s. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy, a chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, rain, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Sunday, rain likely, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. So looks like we're going to have kind of a drizzly couple of days here. And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it's mostly sunny, highs in the 60s to 70s. Usually in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it's a little bit warmer than in the Bethel and Kuskokwim region. Saturday, in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it'll be mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Sunday, it'll be cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, highs in the 60s. And I guess they also included in this one the forecast for the lower Yukon Valley. Today is mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. And tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. And then for the lower Yukon Valley, Sunday, rain likely in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Okay, so our sunrise yesterday was 6:28:04 a.m. And then sunset was 11:18 p.m. Usually they give the little how many minutes of daylight we lost, but I'm not able to calculate that. Okay, so our lines are open, 543-5985. See if that works, because there aren't any other callers right now, so it might work out for you. And 543-2756, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay. I forgot to mention one flower that you can find. Now, you'd have to know how to look for it. A lot of times when I'm out on the tundra, I'm looking at, because there's a lot of conditions. There's marshy, usually has a lot of water, and so there'll be one kind of moss and plants there. Other parts of the tundra, it's a little drier, so there's a different kind of plant that's there, different flowers that grow there. So I like to look for, well, yesterday when I went out to Hanger Lake, I found some bladderwort. Now, that's a yellow flower that you'll see that comes out of the water, and it doesn't have any leaves. It's just a little stalk with a tiny yellow flower. That's a bladderwort. But if you pick that flower out, it has a very long root. It would be a few feet long. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Root. And on that root are hundreds of very tiny, like a pinhead, sacs. And those sacs actually sort of breathe in and out, and they suck in. Each sac can suck in a little water bug, and then they eat it. So that beautiful, cute, innocent-looking yellow flower that you see coming out of the water, underneath the water, it's a horror show. It's a carnivore. It's going to eat up those insects in these little tiny sacs. And so that's the bladderwort. But the other one that is not a carnivore and won't eat the bugs is something called a bog, B-O-G, orchid. That's a stalk that's about 5 inches tall. And all along the stalk are little white flowers. And it's an orchid. We have a bog orchid. Rita, have you ever seen the bog orchid? You might have seen it, but you never knew you saw it, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I might have.
That's a good answer, because you probably have. Here's the thing about the bog orchid. The smell. Now, I've talked about this. I talk about this every summer on Talkline. The bog orchid, the smell is so fragrant, the scent that it gives off. Now, you got to, you know, practically lay on the ground and put your nose, which I have done. I lay on the ground, put my nose right to it, and you only get a couple of sniffs, and then the fragrance is gone because you've sniffed it in, and the plant needs time to regenerate some more of that fragrance, but it is really nice. It's kind of like honeysuckle, a little bit of a, if you live somewhere where they're honeysuckle, it's a very nice fragrance. And so that's your bog orchid. That's blooming right now. And that'll usually be on the part of the tundra where there's a lot of moisture. So you might see it like on a carpet of moss or like that. So anyway, I think that's your, the other flower is the mountain harebell. And I know you all have seen this, but you might have a different name for it, but the mountain harebell is a purple flower. It's kind of bell-shaped, and it's very low to the ground. It's kind of in more dry, harder packed ground on the tundra, and there's usually one. And it kind of sticks up, and it's a good size, too. But it's only a few inches off the ground, but it's a pretty good size, so it's hard to miss if you're in the area. And those are really nice to see because of the beautiful purple color that they have. Okay, now I think I'm really done. I can't think of trying to think if I saw some more flowers. But anyway, that's your flower report for the tundra. So if you'd like to call in with a different flower report, you're welcome to do that. There are a couple of flowers still to go. They don't bloom just yet. So when I start seeing them in the next week or two, I will let you know. All right, lines are open, and we usually get emails. We haven't received any emails. At least I don't think so as I look through this. Now here we go. An email just came in. All right. This email says, please put your kids to bed at the appropriate time. They start next Thursday and Friday. So now might be a time to start getting your kids used to going to bed at a good time. You know, teenagers need around 9 hours of sleep a day to keep their internal system healthy, which is hard to believe. Nowadays, there's a lot of scrolling through the night on Facebook and TikTok and stuff, but really the teenage brain actually needs a lot more sleep than we might seem. And, okay, oh wait, I'm just checking. So, I got an email, but I'm not sure, Rita, if this is a news. I can't read the whole thing, but it says that there's a coastal hazard message from the National Weather Service. Coastal flood advisory remains in effect from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday. Location, Kuskokwim Delta and Nunavik Island. Coastal flooding, water levels are expected to rise during high tides 3 to 5 feet above normal at the highest tide. This will, the warning is from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. Alaska time Saturday. West of Kipnuk, including Nunavik Island, can experience 2 tidal peaks above normal. Highest tide early Saturday morning and again Saturday afternoon. Kipnuk eastward will peak Saturday afternoon. The impacts will be south to southeasterly winds with gusts of 45 to 60 miles an hour from a strong storm for this time of year will begin to increase late Friday evening and last through Saturday afternoon, resulting in higher seas and surf coinciding with high tide, and it'll raise the potential for both flooding among low-lying areas and coastal erosion for communities along the Kuskokwim Delta coast and Nunavik Island. A coastal flood advisory indicates that onshore winds and tides will combine to generate flooding of low areas along the shore. So thank you very much for sending that in. Mark Leary forwarded that to us. A coastal flood advisory for the Kuskokwim Delta and Nunavik Island. All right. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Okay. All right, so again, lines and email are open for you to call in. Not sure. So there's a Saturday market tomorrow, and you know, at the fitness center, there's an equitable access program, so you can get up to 75% off membership depending on your household, the number of people in your household, and the income of that household. So the fitness center can give you more information on that. There's a couple of different food banks in the coming week. So August 9th, well, Friday, today at 6 o'clock, Covenant Church will be giving out grocery boxes. August 9th, VFW at 4 p.m. will have Myers Farm boxes, one per household. August 12th is the next food bank that is distributed at ME. And so that's nice opportunities for people. Okay. You can email messages that I'll read at radio@kyuk.org. Now, Rita, have you had a chance to go to fish camp?
I did, like, a few weeks ago, my first one since maybe a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Did you feel, was it, did you enjoy it?
And I finally cut, what are they, chum?
Oh, okay. It's a salmon. No, I'm joking. Oh, so you finally... Oh, because you hadn't been cutting regularly, right?
Yes, I finally got to after, like, because I was always stuck at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. I think a call's coming in, so we'll let her take that call. So I saw that down Ptarmigan to Tundra Ridge, the city is trying out a product to level the road and keep the dust down. And it looks good, but I know some people had some of it was kicking up on their car a little bit. But I think once it's set, it should do, seems like it's going to do a nice job. It's also the case in Bethel, if you drive a little bit under 20 miles an hour, there won't be any dust. So if you were to drive like 15 to 18 miles an hour on the side roads, that would include four-wheelers on the main highway if they're driving on the shoulders. If you just go a little bit slower, the dust would significantly drop. So... So is there a caller, Rita? Okay. Oh, to mention the life, what, I'm sorry, the lifeguard training? Oh, okay. Right, so there's this Sunday is training one of the classes for lifeguard, becoming a lifeguard. So. Oh, I didn't know you wanted me. I thought you were going to mention. Okay, yes, okay. So I did mention the three... food donation, food boxes that people can have. So there's tonight at 6 o'clock, Covenant Church, August 9th, VFW at 4 p.m., box distribution, August 12th, food bank at ME at the usual time of noon, and then lifeguard class is Sunday. I think it's at 2:30. I hope I get that right. Anyway, contact the fitness center if you want to know the time of Sunday's lifeguard class. And then down the road, they're also going to have swim instructor lessons. Okay, here's another email that I'll read. And the email goes like this. Please watch what your kids have. I have seen a lot of kids having vapes. Yeah, okay. Turns out that vaping is not safer than smoking cigarettes. Sometimes people think that, and they're actually very harmful. So it's kind of a shame to have teenagers picking up that kind of habit. So anyway, that was the email there. And if we don't have any callers, I think we can probably wind down the show, Rita. If that's okay, yeah. So thank you, everyone, for calling and emailing. And next Friday, we hope to hear from you all, and we'll look into the phone numbers and see if there's some kind of glitch in our phone system. Have a great weekend, and look for those flowers.
Spine. It's a feeling CCP Regional Housing Authority is accepting applications for the Homeowner Assistance Fund, HAF program. HAF provides assistance to homeowners facing mortgage delinquencies, defaults, or foreclosures, loss of utilities or internet. HAF also provides rehabilitation, modernization, and weatherization to homes. Eligible homeowners must be tribal members and attest to financial hardship after January 21, 2020. More at avcphousing.org or 907-543-1337. This message sponsored by AVCP Regional Housing Authority.
Jalakh Bnikyokovit Kwashunuktach Chukovgo Nau Suig Mijalan YKH Simi Bugnoten YKH Sikwanihwa Ayokan Rilngurnik Jalakhanik Vidankhtuk Mamterisirmi Nunachorni Suklinikani Jalil Rid Piktuk Kaitnik Pilgnik Jali Agi Nguten Jalan Su Ilang Yungashkanik Piluting YKHC Michali Kuvit, Ika Yurugnat Nunal Gutsten, Junach Kanlu.